Lord, Allah is delight. Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight. Eve of the lovers, Eve Miladun Nabi.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel, the title of which is Eid of the Lovers. Alhamdulillah, you have been through the series, through multiple topics. And if you have been there since episode 1, Jazakallahu khaira. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you a lot. But if you have missed, you can always go back and try to watch them again. There are so many beautiful programs for you on Madani Channel, and that's 24 hours. So make sure that you keep yourself glued to Madani Channel whenever you can in your own free time, so that you do not go elsewhere. Elsewhere there is danger, Madani Channel, no danger. Everything as per Sharia, 100% pure Islamic channel in the world. Subhanallah. So anyways, in this beautiful series of Madani Channel, we have been discussing regarding the various aspects of Mauludun Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. We have been talking about the birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam's various life aspects, the generosity, the kindness, the humbleness, the caring nature of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the principles of life which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and his marvelous advices which can be implemented in day-to-day life. So likewise, today we have another beautiful topic. We hear about the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn from the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Meaning, we celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nigrani Shura Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Damad Barakatum Al Aliyah, puts it very beautifully that we celebrate Jashne Ahmad Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jashne Ahmad Rasul, celebration of the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We celebrate Jashne Ahmad Rasul. But what about the maqsad-e amad-e rasul? What about the aim and reason behind the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's arrival in the world? And if we understand that, we have a lot of things to learn from it. So today, inshallah, we will try to look into the topic of the lessons we learn from the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What has the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left for us? What legacy do we attain from the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So before we get into the topic, let's listen to a fadilat of sending salawat upon the best of creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The extraordinary life of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been a subject of deep interest and research for researchers around the world. That the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the world, his existence, his life, has been the subject of many theses, has been the subject of many books. In fact, many Western scholars, many scholars and professors of history, many motivational speakers, many professors have written in their literatures about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There have been numerous attempts to understand the impact he left, meaning the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left in the world. In one such book and in one such work, which is known as Carlyle Lectures on Heroes, and this is a book by a professor named as Carlyle. And you should remember, praise by your own is a praise, but a praise by someone who is not your own holds some other impact. That a person who is close to you a person who understands you, a person who knows you. Perhaps he may praise you because he's around you, he knows you, or to make you happy. But the praise which is from an outsider, or praise which is from someone who is not of your faith, praise from someone who is not of your line, that is something else. So this non-Muslim scholar actually writes that the sincerest man on earth is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one of the most extraordinary men who changed the course of history. These are his words. So this is what the Western scholars also, after reading the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they come to this conclusion. So those who read the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they look at the purpose of arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they get mesmerized, they get shocked. What sort of a personality was our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Holy Quran and the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Islamic theology, the Islamic scriptures, the books and the works from our pious predecessors are very clear about the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have so much detail and depth to it. The collective words, deeds, rulings, and about the different life aspects of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are known as the sunnah, the different life aspects. So it can be verbal, it can be practical, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded. So it is considered as the second most authentic subject after the Holy Quran. So we have two main tools which we have to look up to and follow, which is the Quran, and secondly is the deeds, the doings, the sayings, the commandments which have come to us through different ways about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Quran and Sunnah are our main, you know, tools and weapons through which we can actually lead our life, inshallah, azza wa jal. So from this we look at a lot of advices which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us, because they are filled, the books and the works, the scriptures are filled with the lessons of life, the lessons of humanity from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the lessons of life, the lessons of humanity, the prophetic studies, the prophetic stories which serve as a guiding beacon to a thinking mind. As we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, mashallah, when you're watching this, and Rabiul Awwal marks the date of birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, which is the Eid of the lovers. And in this, we should look at the wisdom behind the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the purpose and the lessons of the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let us revisit some of these principles of wisdom that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left behind for all of us. The first and foremost thing, we have done an entire episode about several advisors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But now these are again advisors, but in a form of learning lessons from the Prophet's arrival. So let's understand with this narration that once a man approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Advise me." The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Don't be angry." The man asked again, "Please advise me." The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam answered each time, "Don't be angry." Meaning, don't get angry. This was the advice. Why did the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam choose this singular advice, this single advice? What's the reason for it? What is the wisdom behind it? List of full upheavals and managing disruptions is therefore an essential skill in life. One who manages the situations at critical junctures, a person who manages disputes, a person who can manage conflicts, a person who can come out from the depth of miseries, a person who can manage all these things is regarded as a true successful person in the society. And the key to achieve this is through upholding this advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that don't be angry. That's the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those who cannot rise above seemingly angry situation to think rationally will suffer from impaired judgment. They won't be able to make decisions properly Because their mind has been clouded with the veil of anger and they are unable to control their anger. It is very often that reckless decisions are made in a fit of rage. When a person is angry, he ends up making very rough sort of decisions. And you know, therefore we see an advice from our elders and pious predecessors, a very wonderful advice, which if you have a notebook around you, or you have a phone or something, put it in your reminders. It's a very, very big lesson of life that never make a commitment when you are happy. Never make a commitment when you are excited. And never make a decision when you are angry. Because when you are excited, when you are full of joy, when you are full of happiness, so at that moment you will end up making a commitment which you might end up not fulfilling it. Say for example, at home, your wife has cooked some brilliant meal for you or something, and you are so happy, or something happened, and you became very happy. Out of that happiness, you promised some foreign international trip or something, right? And your financial situation wasn't that good. Now, out of happiness, due to the heat of that moment, you said it. Now, after a day, she won't leave you. Oh, remember you said this last night at the dining table? And you, how can you revoke it? Now you are stuck. A friend did something for you, and you tell a friend that any time for anything, you know, we have that tendency that we don't think before we speak. So say for example, you told a friend or something, anytime, you want my car, take my car, man, take my car. What is mine is yours, take my car. That guy, you know, comes to take your car and your car is very dear to you. And you have taken care of the car properly, you have made sure the, you know, bumper is well shining, the engine is up to date, interior also, you're cleaning it well, nicely, properly, you have done so many modifications to the car. In the heat of the moment, you said, no, anytime you need it. Now that man has come to you, Bhaijan, your car, now what do you say? So that's making a commitment in heat of the moment, getting carried away due to excitement. And making a decision at the time of anger, same friend, now when you're angry with him, never talk to me, no matter what. I'll never come to see you. You made a decision. You're angry. Now what? Now you are facing the struggles of that anger. Imagine that household situation. Maybe your wife has said something. Maybe the wife has been rude or something happened. And due to that anger, a person ends up giving talaq. It's a decision he made. 1, 2, 3, gone. Now he has to regret for the rest of his life. So rather, do not make a commitment when you are very happy, and do not make a decision when you are very angry. At the time of happiness, avoid commitments. At the time of anger, avoid decision. So this is one skill which we need to actually master and learn about it. So the person who is not able to control his anger, he puts his works which are already built, already made, into the fire. He puts them down the drain. You know, Amir al-Sunnat always advises, isn't it? And he mentions this beautiful line, beautiful couplet. Hey falaho kamrani narmiyo asani mein. Har bana kaam bigar jata hai nadani mein. That falah and kamrani, success and achievement, is in easiness, is in being soft and kind. Because every work which has already been established gets down the drain just because of slight ignorance, maybe due to the form of anger. Another thing which we learn from the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is caring about the environment. Now these are the things which are relevant to each and every society. Caring about the environment, take care of your environment. The significant teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is to live a need-based life and not a greed-based life. Now we need to assess our life is need-based life or greed-based life. How to assess that is whatever you need, mashallah, you have whatever you need. Now greed-based life is nothing is enough in your life. Now you have this, next you want that, you have that, now you want this. then you want that. Then, you know, we just want to go higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. So that at times can become a meaning of greed-based life. So what we have been taught is that our life should be need-based. Unfortunately, the man took to the second option more. Yeah, that's the reality. That the man, the mankind, everyone included, took the later version more. And it brought us to the life-threatening climatic point in the history of life. Today, there is a clarion call on protecting our planet's fast-depleting ecological system. And we are looking at that, be it in the form of the icebergs melting down, be it in the form of lack of oxygen clarity in the air, be it in the form of sicknesses and pandemics rising every now and then due to pollution, many, many things. And the world is crying. It has become an international subject which is being spoken about everywhere. Now, what about this? It reminds us of the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what was the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Because nature is the greatest benefactor of man. Nature is your biggest, apparently in physical form, is our biggest help. It is our biggest supporter. Yet we have not been able to protect it. We don't protect it. It is time that we ask ourselves, are we giving back to nature as much as nature gave to us? Natural habitats are getting compromised across the planet. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, if a believer plants a tree or sows a seed and then a bird or a person or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift, sadaqah from him. This teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a call for action. It is shaking us up. It is waking us up so that we take mankind, this planet, together to its beauty, basically giving back to the nature, and upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be rewarding us, that we take care of our plantations, take care of our jungles, take care of our, you know, the water bodies. We take care of that, avoid pollution, avoid messing things up, going on the street, throwing things like that, you know, just for small things, cutting the trees, when will we plant the trees? Your Dawat-e-Islami is planting the trees. Your Dawat-e-Islami is working in this field also to protect the nature, to protect the earth, to protect the environment. And this is one of the lessons we see from the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave this teaching and this awareness in his lifetime. Another very important point which we have to understand from the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that was the time which is also known as the time of ignorance. Zamana jahaliyat. It was the time of ignorance. It was a time in which there was no awareness. My Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came. He's educating about anger. He's educating about being kind. He's educating about being moderate. He's educating about spending a life which is need-based. He's educating about taking care of the planet, taking care of the ecosystem. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, another wonderful message from his arrival. Education is the foundation of social development. The importance of obtaining education has been highlighted across the ahadith numerous and numerous times. The several ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam which signify the importance of education. According to one narration, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best gift from a father to his child is education and good upbringing. The Quran and the ahadith are full of verses and narrations that encourage a man to ponder over the subject, think and reflect about the meaning of life. It was this motivation that had turned the era of the end of late ignorance, meaning when the late ignorance era was taking place, that's when the early era of light began, meaning by the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was the entire transition. So this was due to upholding this teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that that era of ignorance came to an end and a new era began. Education. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, talabul ilm faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima. That seeking knowledge, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin, that seeking knowledge is necessary and obligatory upon every Muslim, whether male or female. It is necessary upon us to attain ilm-e-deen, to learn about the knowledge of Islam. It is a necessity that we should learn, because without that, there is darkness. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the best among you is he who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it. Learning, education, this is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has promoted, and that's one thing we learn from the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a whole transition from darkness to light, transition from jahiliyat to ilm, to knowledge, to brightness. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Another great message of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's arrival is that diversity, you know, living in diverse people, in multiple communities with multiple backgrounds, multiple languages, etc. Diversity has always strengthened the social fabric. It has always been the strength behind a community or a society. And every culture, every language, every background comes with its strengths. And that makes a nation or a community come higher. It is embedded in nature, which is a lesson. It is embedded in nature, which is a lesson for us to realize that coexistence is the only way forward for human societies. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had laid the foundation of an inclusive society in Madinatul Munawwara at the time of setting up that great state, the great riyasat of Madinatul Munawwara. According to researchers, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, the society of Medina was highly diverse. And one of the first significant steps the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took after his arrival in Medina was the creation of a charter that ensured religious and economic development and independence for all its inhabitants. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made a whole system for religious development and economical development, religious independence and economical independence. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made proper department and proper systems for that. And this charter, this development, this guidelines, it outlined various aspects of community, organization, management, and how to treat each other, and guidance on maintaining harmonious relations between different backgrounds. That's why we see many narrations about the brotherhood between the Muhajireen, between the brotherhood of the Ansar, the Aus and Khazraj, the tribes which were found in Al-Ansar, the Muhajireen coming from Makkah, the Ansar who are staying in Medina. They have harmony within one another. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam treating the non-Muslims well as well. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated the animals well, treated the plants well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went against all sorts of discriminations. He completely discouraged discrimination. He discouraged racism. He discouraged all these negative attributes. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam clearly mentioned, an Arab does not have superiority over an Ajami, over a non-Arab. Likewise, a non-Arab does not have superiority over an Arab, except for the taqwa. Likewise, a black does not have superiority over white. White does not have superiority over black, except for their taqwa. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam advised, that in diversity, there is strength, there is power, and we need to coexist, co-unite, and live together in a way that we don't consider ourselves as superior to anybody else. Let's consider each other's and brothers and sisters. Another wonderful point which we learn from the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is that peace is truly the greatest gift. Peace, sukoon. You know, peace is the, and in fact, Islam means peace and salvation. Assalamu alaikum, when we say, it means may peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are countless events from his life that can help us understand the importance he gave to peace. You know, you have the Sulh Hudaybiyah, the Pact of Hudaybiyah. Is one such event where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed the world the significance of maintaining peace, which the Quran acknowledged and prophesized. The prophetic teachings lay great emphasis on a believer's conduct in individual relationships and collective life. Today, as the world is cautiously trying to emerge from the shadows of the pandemic and reluctantly adjusting the changes caused in its aftermath, they're struggling. The world is at the moment struggling in many crises. We have just come back from a pandemic. The world has not yet recovered. One thing finishes, a war starts somewhere. That war finishes, some fighting takes place somewhere. Some fighting takes place here. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is seen in his life. What we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that peace is the greatest of good. It is the best thing to ever have. That is peace. So let's be peaceful. Let's, inshallah, respect each other. Let's have that beauty in diversity. Let's be the upholders of truth, and let's control our anger, control our tongue, and live up to the lessons which we attain from the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the arrival of this great Nabi in this world. Many lessons from his arrival. These are few lessons which we also learn from his arrival. Let's try to act upon them, follow them, and remember them, inshallah. See you in the next episode. Till then, take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid-e-Milad, Allah's delight, Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight.